Our daily Dvar Torah, as well as the last Dvar Torah of the Pesach season, is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas, Rav Moshe ben Yosef, my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is Shvishel Pesach. I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful idea of Rabbi Kenetapsky. Rabbi Kenetapsky was the Rav at the Yungerzel West Hempstead many, many, many years ago, back in the early 70s, and then made Aliyah, and unfortunately was Nifter very young. But he is such an insightful darshan. In fact, one of the people in West Hempstead said to me that of all the rabbis, and he had been in West Hempstead long enough to see all the rabbis in West Hempstead, nobody spoke like Rabbi Kenetapsky. When he spoke, whatever he said, you felt like it was happening in front of your eyes. So Rabbi Kenetapsky asked the question, what happened at Yam Suf? Everybody's there, all the Jewish people, and behind them are the Egyptians, and in front of them is the water, and they know that they have no choice. They're trapped. The Jewish people are trapped. What's going to happen next? And that's when we have the most famous answer is that they didn't know what to do, and came along Nachshon ben Aminadav, and Nachshon said, I'll tell you what, someone's got to make the jump, someone's got to go in. Nachshon opted to be the one to go in, and by going in, this when it reached up to his neck, the water split, and all the Jews followed in pursuit. And Rabbi Kenetapsky says, what the Gemara is telling us is that sometimes there's nobody that's willing to take that step. Nobody's willing to take that chance. Nobody's willing to jump in, and you need Nachshon ben Aminadav. You need someone who says, I know I can do this. It's someone who has the fortitude to push forward when nobody else is willing, and perhaps when nobody else is able. It's the paralysis that one sometimes has, the fear of what's coming in front of him. And yet, what happened was, he said, I believe we gotta move. But interestingly, and far less famous, is the other opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara offers another opinion that says that everybody wanted to go in first. In fact, each Shevet was debating. Each Shevet was arguing. Each Shevet was claiming that it truly was the one that's most deserving to lead. And what happened is Binyamin jumped in instead. And Binyamin said, I don't care. You guys could talk. I'm going to do. And Binyamin went in. And when all of Shevet Binyamin went in, the sea split. The question is, which answer is correct? What is the Gemara telling us? Perhaps, like Kenetapsky says, that there is basically two possibilities that could happen in a leadership situation. Sometimes there's nobody that wants to lead, and sometimes there's everyone that wants to lead. And both of those situations are very dangerous, and both of those situations are potentially catastrophic. When there's no one to lead, you don't know what to do. And the entire nation, millions of people, are immobilized. But on the other hand, when everybody wants to lead, that leads to chaos and disaster. So what are we supposed to learn from this story? We're supposed to learn from this story, and perhaps that's what the Gemara is doing by adding to the story the layer of Nachshon ben Aminadav, the layer of Shevet Binyamin, is that there are unique people out there that have such an unbelievable gift. They know how to lead. And they know how to lead from both vantage points. They know how to lead when nobody is there to lead. They have the ability to step in. But those people sometimes are also people that know how to lead, not when no one wants to lead, but when everyone wants to lead. There are people that know how to move and motivate and make it work in those situations as well. That's what the Jewish people needed at Yam Suf. That's so often what people need in leadership. I share with you that my grandfather was Nifter when I was very young. So what I know of him is mainly from what I've heard, not from what I've seen. But my grandfather, from everything I heard, was exactly that. When there was no one to lead, He knew how to take over and how to take charge and make it work. But also, he had the ability to forge people together, to unite people in such a way that everybody felt that they were truly leading. And he did it in such a way of humility, but he knew exactly what to do at each moment. And I think with that style of leadership, he and my grandmother were pillars of their respective communities. I recently saw someone, I was walking with him in West Hempstead on my way to shul, and I said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Well, I just moved to West Hempstead from Briarwood." I said, "Briarwood? Nobody who lives in Briarwood." So I said to him, "Oh, that's so nice. We played Briarwood geography, right?" And then I said to him, I was like, "You know, my grandfather actually was the reason, one of the major reasons that you were able to daven in your shul for all those years. It's leadership. When there's no one there, you take over. And when everyone's there, you figure out how to make it work just so." God willing, as we enter into Shvi Shel Pesach, it's the real Geula. Chag HaPesach starts the Geula at the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it hits its crescendo at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when the Jews forever say goodbye to Egypt and are able to be the servants of God. As we make that transition into the last days, may we be zocha to see the Chag HaGeula in all of its forms. Have a great day.